Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Lamed, Baba Basra 30a, pagination is 59. We're dealing with the topic of a chazaka, which means that a person claims that he bought real estate from the original owner, in terms of the one that we knew of until this point, and he claims he bought it from him, and he no longer has documentation. But he was there for 3 years, and that is verified. And the owner that we knew of in the past hasn't objected to him being there for 3 years. And therefore, we say this concept of chazaka, which is that after 3 years, a person indeed might no longer have their documentation. They thought they were in it home free. And it's indeed an oddity that the original owner didn't object over the course of 3 years, and therefore we leave the new owner as the owner in the place. There are cases, and I'd like to discuss two, where the original owner, as we call him, has an excuse as to why he didn't object, he didn't make a macha'a, and therefore he remains in his status of cheskes marikama, the original owner, and the fact that this new person has a 3-year chazaka does not help him, because the original owner had an excuse as to why he did not make a macha'a. Let's see one of these cases. It's about 12 lines up from the bottom. There's a two dots towards the middle of the line, and then we begin with the story. Hahuda Omar Le Lechavrei, there was a person who said to this other fellow, "My boys, Bahai Beso, what are you doing in this house?" Omar Le, he said to him, "Minoch Zavinte, I bought it from you. Va'achalte Shnei Chazaka, and I ate the years of Chazaka. I was here, benefiting from it for 3 years." Amale, and this original owner, said, "Beshuke Buroi Havoi, I was far away in a distant place, and I wasn't aware that you were trying to make a chazaka here, that you're claiming that you bought it. I wasn't aware of any of this, and therefore the fact that I did not make a macha'a, an objection, is not relevant. I had reasons why I didn't make an objection. I didn't know you were there." Amale, so this current resident says, "Va isli sadi, I have witnesses, the kol shata, every year, hava osis telosin yomi. You came to town for 30 days, and you were in town, and you should have objected." Amale, and this original owner responds, "Talosin yomi bishukoi havataridna, I was very busy in the marketplace during that time that I was in town. I was indeed in town for 30 days, but I was otherwise occupied, and I was unaware that you were in my house." Rashbam observes, "Kigon, it must be a case, sheyesh labayis acher, that he had a different house, and that's why he didn't know that this person was in his house." The Rashbam is 3 lines up from the bottom. So that's the claim that we have in front of us. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Ovid Inish, it is plausible, it does make sense, it happens. The kol tlasin yomi tarid bishuka, that for a full 30 days the person was so busy in the marketplace that he indeed wasn't aware that someone was in his house." The Ramah, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, points out that it's not really an issue of every year he was there for 30 days. It really has to do, Achar Sof HaGimel Shanim, at the end of the 30 years, at the end of the 3 years, he was there for 30 days. He was there for a period of time that of significance. Then he's supposed to make a macha at that time because he realizes, whoa, the guy's been there for a while. However, if he was in town busy with something or other, like the marketplace, that's going to excuse him, and the fact that he did not make a macha is not held against him, and he could still retrieve his field. The Sma in Sif Gimel observes that the Mechaber, when he brings the halacha, says specifically, Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say that this rule only applies by the kforim, by the small towns, Sheha'om Terudim B'shukim Shalahem, that people really get involved in their marketplaces. So the Sma wonders, what exactly is the difference between the small towns and the big towns? And he explains that in the big towns, Rogeliyos Yoma Deshuka B'kol Shavua, they have marketplace every week. So people don't get so obsessed with it. When it comes to the small towns, though, this is news. This is an annual marketplace. This is the opportunity. And Misaspim Amrav B'yoser, the people that are gathering there are in the multitudes in an unusual way, and therefore it was exceptionally exciting. It was a very big opportunity that did not come all the time, and therefore it was unusual, and he has this argument that he was totally occupied in such a marketplace, whereas the logic continues, it's possible that if it was a lesser novelty, then he would not have this excuse for not making the macha. Let's move on to Amud Beis. On the third line, you'll see a two dots where we begin. And this is, I would say, a fairly provocative situation. Hahu da'omer leh lechavrei, person says to his fellow, my bois bayara, what are you doing on this land? Omer leh says to him, eplanya zavina, I bought it from so-and-so, va'achalta shnei chazaka, and I already have my chazaka, so it's mine, no one objected. Amalei, the apparently original owner, says to him, palanya gazlanohu, that person who sold it to you, he was a thief. And you're claiming you bought it from him? Big deal. That's a chazaka she'ein imataina. You have 3 years, but you don't have a good claim. You bought it from somebody who sold you the Brooklyn Bridge. It wasn't his to sell. He didn't own it. Amale, so the current resident says to the original owner, for Isli Sadi, I have witnesses, da'asoi, that I came, imlechibach, and I consulted with you if I should buy this field, va'amrit li zilzavin, and you told me, go buy it. Go buy it. Amalei, the original owner, answers, yeah, I wanted you to buy it. Hasheni noach li arishin kasha himenu. It'll be easier to get it out of you than to get it out of the thief. I'd rather have the din Torah with you. And that's why I told you to buy it. Amar Rava, Rava said, Dina ka Amar Le, what he's saying actually would hold up in a court of law, as odd as it seems, as unfair as it seems, and it's worth trying to figure out when he said, I consulted with you and you told me to buy it. Does it mean I consulted with you because I knew you were the original owner and you told me to buy it? That's really provocative. Or perhaps I consulted with you in a general sense. Is it a good property? And you told me, yeah, it's a good property. Go buy it. Either way, Rava is saying it works. His claim works. And it definitely seems to be enormously unfair. What's a person supposed to do? Indeed, if the original owner had done an act, brokered the deal, signed as a witness, we would be looking at a different picture, because a person who does a maisa, an action, to support this sale is considered agreeing to the sale and acknowledging that it's a good one, and he can't come back with a macha complaining. However, over here, all he did was verbally say, go buy it. And we have to, again, know exactly what he said, but there will be a case where, because he only spoke, he is able to come back later and claim on a legal level, it's not that person's field to sell to you, and therefore I'm retrieving it, and you're going to have to fight it out with that thief to get your money back. The Sma tries to help us here in appreciating the distinction, which is, again, like I'm saying, you know, quite troubling. And the Sma and the Be'er HaGola quotes it. The Sma writes, he is definitely in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, giving bad advice. However, we need to appreciate and make a distinction here that it is possible for a person to give bad advice and still not lose his rights to claim the field. And that's what's happening over here. He acted like a very unfairly savvy businessman. Says the Sma, lo shapir ovad, what he did is not right. Shenosan lo etza l'tovo, so he gave that other person an advice which was for his own benefit, umachshilo, and he's messing him up. Umatzo mamon shalo b'mamon chavero, he's achieving restoration of his own money by the loss of someone else's money. Not allowed to do that. But it doesn't prove that he agreed to the sale. And therefore we have what's effectively a moral issue as opposed to a legal issue, and the person will still retain his cheskes marikama, his original status as original owner, and he will be able to retrieve the field. However, interestingly, the Mechaber writes, Kuf Mem Vav Yud Zayin, at the end of the Sif, if this resident who bought it from the supposed Goslin comes to him and says, what do you mean you're claiming the field from me? You told me to buy it. Im Kofer, if the original owner would deny it and say, oh no, I didn't advise you, and they bring witnesses that he did advise, that would be an example where the original owner loses, because when confronted, he didn't right away say, yeah, I'm not a nice guy, but it's still my field. Instead, he denied it. Denying it means he realizes what he walked into and that he really did say that the field is a legitimate field to be sold. And if that's the case, mechayven lema'arer, the original owner would lose out. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.